Welcome to today's public affairs program. I'm your host, Max Blasky. Today's program will be a re-air of a 2018 interview with Washington County native Mark Nuch. This interview was conducted around the time the movie 12 Strong was released. The movie is roughly based off Mark's deployment to Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks and how his mission altered the course of the conflict. Mark is being honored this weekend with a dedication for the Mark Nuch Horse Soldier Monument and 9/11 Memorial.
This is Jen Horn with the Public Affairs Program. My guest today is Mark Nuch, former Major U.S. Army Special Forces and featured in the documentary Legion of Brothers and the feature film 12 Strong. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. Tell us a bit about your Kansas roots.
Well, I grew up on my family's cattle ranch there in Washington County, you know, in my grandparents' farm and uncle's farms. And later, you know, my family moved to Waubunsee County there. So I grew up in north central Kansas, attended college at Kansas State, rodeoed there for 2 years. I just want to thank a bunch of lifelong friends and my family and some former employers there in north central Kansas for supporting my career as an Army Ranger and Special Forces as a Green Beret. It gave me such a foundation growing up there in rural Kansas for some amazing things I was able to do throughout my military career. So who knew that, you know, that upbringing and lessons in perseverance and resilience and all that riding and roping was going to become so critical to the success of my team's historic post 9/11 Special Forces mission riding horseback into combat in northern Afghanistan.
Well, I'm guessing that horseback riding is not standard Green Beret training. How did those experiences factor into the mission in Afghanistan?
Well, you're correct. It was not then any part of the special operations training that soldiers would receive. But after our mission, as it literally was being conducted, then they began to get training implemented right away for some of the guys that were about to come over to Afghanistan to learn how to ride horseback. And for our particular mission, it was so critical because of the rugged and isolated terrain that we were in the north central mountains, and the main allies that we were to work with, that was their main mode of transportation. They were the survivors. They were in active armed rebellion against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. You know, right, this was not a Flint Hills trail ride. These guys were learning how to ride horseback with their combat gear on them and a half-wild horse that wants to buck them off or kick and stomp and bite them at the most inopportune time. So trying to give horse riding lessons literally at the gallop as these guys are learning how to ride. So.
Now, this is classified as unconventional warfare. What was so special about the mission?
Well, it was, you know, following the attacks of 9/11, my team was one of the first selected to enter into Afghanistan. President Bush had chosen as the main strategy to match teams of CIA operatives with teams of Army Special Forces Green Berets as the main effort to get at the Taliban, topple the Taliban regime, learn about Al-Qaeda, find where they were at, and close with them. So our mission and plan, you know, once we establish that initial contact and we're trying to figure out if we can work with these different organizations, you know, is very much an Afghan plan. The real magic of what our team did with the CIA teammates was to bring three different ethnic factions that had all been rivals, get them to come together and unite in common cause in fighting against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And we raised, you know, an army of thousands within weeks, and we coordinated an uprising across five provinces, and that mission was successful in many aspects. We liberated the key city of Mazar-e-Sharif, and that led to the liberation of those northern provinces, and it really, you know, generated a great amount of hope with other groups that were really in desperate situations because of the Taliban's harsh rule. And it emboldened them to rise up against the Taliban in other parts of the country in unprecedented kind of campaign. The Taliban government was toppled in mere months.
What does the movie 12 Strong mean to you?
We're honored and humbled that they have made a movie about our mission, and that it hopefully sheds light and generates some interest in learning about the real men and the real mission that happened and the circumstances in which it was conducted, but that it will shed light on the other great stories that are out there that our Special Forces teams have completed over the years that are little known or certainly less known than our story because of the horseback aspect, but that in their own right were very successful. We hope the movie sheds some light on our Afghan allies that witnessed their heroism and bravery and the incredible challenges that they continue to face today in trying to rebuild a country that experienced decades of devastation.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mark. And again, that's Mark Nooch, former major U.S. Army Special Forces, featured in the documentary Legion of Brothers and the feature film 12 Strong. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Today's program will be a re-air of a 2018 interview with Washington County native Mark Nooch. This interview was conducted around the time the movie 12 Strong was released. The movie is roughly based off Mark's deployment to Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks and how his mission altered the course of the conflict. Mark is being honored this weekend with a dedication for the Mark Nooch Horse Soldier Monument and 9/11 Memorial.